Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The curtain has been pulled back on Wu Flu and other Democrat shenanigans, folks, and now the fallout begins. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please go visit there. Please promote this show to everybody you can. Download it. Send a link over to friends. Do whatever you need to do to help us out. 2022 is going to be our year. The fallout is beginning for the Democrats. Now, that said, don't expect them to go down without a fight. Democrats will protect the lie at all cost. Look at Russian collusion. Adam Schiff is still out there touting it. They still talk about Trump's impeachments, which never happened. The things that Joe Biden did that should have gotten him impeached, the things that Hunter Biden did that should have him arrested, and they talk about Donald Trump still, but won't talk about those. They don't go down without a fight, folks. Don't think for one second, just because 2022 is going to be our year, that it's going to just be handed to us. Social media and other media will continue to demonize you, and until Trump gets this thing going and a few other people get theirs going, because we're working on one, let me just tell you, you're not going to get good information. They're going to come after you. But see, here's the deal. There's fewer people in the echo chamber. The leftists have lost so many of their own who have finally opted for real freedom, who get it. They see it now as clear as day. They're like, whoa, I see where I was headed. It's like somebody came along and slapped them, and we didn't do it. Now it's up to us to embrace them and to say, look, we knew you were coming. We threw a party for you. We knew you were coming. Don't buy. Look, these people are going to demonize us for not buying into mask mandates. A worthless mask. I promise you that mask is worthless. I've given you enough data, but I don't even have to tell you. You know it. Would you want to pull your shirt over here? I'm going to pull my shirt up like this and do this show. Is this the way I would want to talk to you through my? Are you kidding? I mean, I'm breathing my body odor, you know. No, I don't want to breathe that. I don't want to breathe my own breath. Not that, I mean, and it can get funky. I ain't going to lie. But take a mint, Kev. It's funny. I got to get my teeth cleaned. And when you don't get your teeth cleaned, your breath will start to smell. Ugh. Anyway, I digress. Vaccine mandates. People are finally going to go, I'm not taking that stupid shot. I've seen enough now. And it isn't us revealing it. It's the CDC going back on their own crap. It's Fauci going, well, no, no longer is the two vaccine regimen the right thing. You know, you've got to get the boosters, and you need to get the boosters like once every couple of hours. We're going to make a pill to help with the booster. 2022 will be the year that Fauci gets Cuomo'd. You know what I'm telling you? Fauci, who's the belle of the ball, who's getting all these awards, etc. Somebody's going to spill the beans on this little fraud, and he's going to be gone. I predict Fauci goes this year. Woo! Anybody with me? Yeah! Yeah! 2022 will be the year Democrats get outed, exposed as political hacks and cheats. I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm making a prediction. I'm going all, what's her name? What was the lady that used to make psychic predictions? Joan something or Jean something? 2022, folks, will be our 2020 as we gain 2020 insight and hindsight on the previous year, which, by the way, was voted the worst year ever. This is what we're up to for this year. This is why I'm optimistic. And you should be as well. Everything that you read in a poll about Joe Biden, he's upside down on Wu Flu. We talked about it earlier. We're going to go into the third of the massive Democrat problems because they've got major problems. They did a poll. They said people are concerned overall about three things: their health, the economy, and crime. And I told you, those things all point to one centralized theme: security. Security. Joe Biden says, oh, there's a job available for everybody. Then why don't I feel secure? If I take that job, am I going to have to get a shot? Because if I do, I don't feel as secure. Everything they're pointing to is a negative. I'm telling you, hang in there, folks. 2022, woohoo! It's going to be as good as what 2020 should have been when we were to get news of the Trump victory. It's coming this year. Coming for the midterms. If you think Democrats aren't scared, man, they are scared, more scared than a call girl at church. They are scared. And they better be. And you better keep them on their toes. Remind them every day. You got Democrat relatives. Call them up and say, hey, how's that Joe Biden working out for you? And that Kamala Harris. Democrats, folks, massive problems. Harry Reid died, and his death signaled something for the Democrats. And you probably noted it as well. Their power is consolidated in the hands of a very few old people. So here's what Democrats have to be asking themselves. How long is Pelosi going to live? Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, the leadership, and I use my finger quotes on that because it's very loose leadership, because they're not leaders, but they are the leaders of the party, the bad leaders. How long are they going to live? So I predict Democrats are going to lose a few of the elitists who run their party, and it will have devastating consequences. I'm talking far-reaching. See, you don't just hand that power over. Somebody has to usurp it. Well, who's going to usurp it? Alexandria, what's her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Ilhan Omar? Who can usurp this, take the mantle, if you will? Take the gavel from Pelosi's hand. I mean, I'm not saying she's going to keep it because McCarthy's going to get that in the midterms. But who's going to take that power? People like them, those folks, they die with that power. They die with it. They don't transfer it. So the Democrats are going to have this massive void. Is it Andrew Yang? He switched parties. Is it Tulsi Gabbard? She might as well switch parties. Is it what's her name? Elizabeth Warren? She's in that age group. Who's it going to be? Is it one of the four black candidates that nobody cares about? Kamala Harris has already proven nobody wants her to be a leader. They got nobody. They got no bench. If the election were held today, folks, who would the Democrats want to run for president? Consider that question during the break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Twitter banned Marjorie Taylor Greene for, quote, spreading misinformation about COVID-19. Misinformation about COVID-19. Let me tell you, the government, the CDC, even the WHO have done nothing but spread misinformation about COVID-19. Everybody who has been pro-vax, pro-mask, do nothing but spread misinformation. They make people feel safe. Oh, you're vaccinated, you're safe. Oh, you're wearing a mask, you're safe. And yet, we get misinformation that says, oh, no, no, there's no infections. Well, they call it transfer infections. I don't know the terminology, but there's no infections that come from people who are vaccinated. And then we learn from other sources, mostly around the world, that yes, the majority of the people who are in our hospitals now are those who are vaccinated. Welcome to the program, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Trail of lies. Lie after lie after lie. And Marjorie Taylor Greene gets banned from Twitter for misinformation. Marjorie Taylor Greene is spreading the truth about this disease the same way I was, about the vaccines, about the mask, about this scamdemic, and social media goes, nope, can't have that opinion floating around. You know what really hacks me off? that we use Twitter. We talk about tweets. I'm guilty of it, too, because right now we don't have anything to offer. But we need a whole new terminology. We need to disregard it. People are trying to get more tweets, more, you know, things, whatever, all of it. They got to build up their big platform. And I get it. There's a business to it. Let's face it, Candace Owens got popular because she had so many people who she could reach. And Twitter let her do it. God bless them, because they shut me down. I think Twitter, I'm just going to give you my opinion, you can like it or not, they shut me down because I'm effective. I would have 10 times the coverage that I had in the past if Twitter just let me loose. But they claim it's misinformation, as if we don't know how to determine that. What a crock of nonsense that they're able to get away with this. It's unbelievable. I got banned for calling out Jack, the former CEO of Twitter, for not doing something to the New York Times for misinformation on Officer Sicknick. I tweeted to him, "Hey, dude, what do you got to do with the New York Times, who published this story saying Sicknick was killed by a fire extinguisher banged against his head and sprayed with pepper spray?" That's what the New York Times reported. Next day, banned. How dare you question our fearless leader, the head of the Gestapo? Let's look at the misinformation, folks. Here's Fauci on the CDC changing guidance on how long to quarantine.
George, the idea of if a person is without symptoms and infected, that they need to be isolated for 5 days. Normally that would be 10 days. The CDC decided that they would cut that down to 5 days if the person remains asymptomatic, so long as when they do go out in the second 5 days of that 10-day period, back to work or back into society, that they diligently wear a mask. You're right to have has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that 5-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that. Looking at it again, there may be an option in that testing could be a part of that, and I think we're going to be hearing more about that in the next day or so from the CDC.
So just so we're clear, folks, if you're asymptomatic but infected, and how would you know this? Because you've taken a defective test that told you. Well, you no longer have to wait 10 days, which is what Fauci references. Prior to that, it was 14, and you've heard me talk about it. We've gone from 14 to 10 to 5 with the asymptomatic, meaning you have no symptoms. You probably don't even have the disease because a defective test made you positive. But you still need to quarantine. And if you do go back to work, be sure to wear that ineffective mask that we all know doesn't work. And he says, but we might require them to get a test anyway. Why? Because I own a test company. I have money in a test company. The idea that we're still going to, Fauci goes, they'll be reissuing something on that. I've talked to him about it because I don't really like what they had to say. See, they're getting pushback. What Fauci's telling you is the public is finally pushing the CDC to the point where they have to recognize what we say and not what he says. Anyway, we have ample information, folks, about the intentional misinformation by Fauci. He admitted that when he said we need to have 70% people before we can get to some kind of herd immunity, then it went to 80, then it went to 90, then it went to 100. And he's admitted publicly, yeah, I intentionally said this because I wanted to get people to do that. Yeah, but nothing from Twitter on his misinformation. Here he is talking about the effectiveness of vaccines, and somebody put the music behind it, so it's not my fault. But listen to Fauci talk about the effectiveness of these vaccines.
We have two vaccines that are really quite effective. The mRNA vaccine, highly effective, extraordinarily efficacious, 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease, and virtually 100% efficacious, because the real world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
That's a great video because it goes on to talk about It shows you all the different places that talk about the vaccines being 94, 95, 96%, 97, 98, 100% effective. And I'm talking about dozens of places where they said this thing was virtually 100%. They didn't even leave any wiggle room. Not even 95. It's 95%. Nope. 100% effective. Virtually 100% effective. And then, what do we learn? We learned that if you got two shots of the vaccine, which is what you're supposed to get, it's not effective. Doesn't stop it. Well, what's misinformation? We've been saying it. I've been saying it. I've been talking about this thing. Look, I've been kicked off Twitter for a while. And by the way, they just kicked me off again. We redid it under the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and they kicked me off a second time. I only had 99 followers. 99 followers. And Twitter goes, nope, you can't be on. You know why? I think I already told you. I'm too effective. I'm efficacious, to use Fauci's word. He caught himself using the same. It's very effective. It's very effective. It's very effective. So now he uses efficacious because it makes him sound more intelligent. That's the only reason why he uses it. He could say it's absolutely better. It's great. It's phenomenal. It's fan. He could use words that everybody knows. I mean, he uses effective, but over and over. But now it's efficacious. See, I understand what they try to do. They try to make you feel like you're dumb and they're smart. But I know the meaning of both words. Sit tight, we're going to talk about what's bothering most Americans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Until the tanks are actually moving, the planes are actually flying, the bombs are actually dropping, we're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CNN over the weekend, holding on to hope a war can be averted in the Ukraine by Russian forces. That glimmer of hope for the goal was announced last night by French President Emmanuel Macron. he and the White House confirmed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as long as he holds off on launching an assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials warn violence appears increasingly more likely. Details for the meeting will be worked out Thursday if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The country of Australia reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday. Australia's border shut to most non-residents in March of 2020 as the pandemic spread across the world. We are USA Radio News. Interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell on shutting down the Freedom Convoy in Canada.
We moved officers and equipment into key positions throughout the city and took up 100 checkpoints around the downtown core. We began making arrests of key individuals who were responsible for organizing these unlawful activities. This morning, public order units and a significant number of officers were deployed to support our operations. We first focused on the Nicholas Street area, where unlawful protests were gathered with trucks. Even this morning, all unlawful protesters were given many, many opportunities to leave. Officers then turned to the intersection of Rideau and Sussex, making more arrests and clearing that location.
Ottawa police cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since police began forcefully removing them on Friday. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know how much you're paying attention, but Donald Trump is... Wow, the man knows how to make a statement. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. From the moment Donald Trump called the media fake news, he showcased his ability to brand. And Trump can still make or break anybody. 844-551-8255. I'm going to talk about in the next two segments Donald Trump and this rally he had in Arizona, but I want to put it into multiple contexts. I'm going to tell you how he shifted gears too, so hang with me. This is going to be something you really want to hear. Trump, post-coup, folks, post the big cheat, proves to be much more of a factor in politics than the Democrats would have ever imagined. If you're going to kill the man, metaphorically speaking, politically, then you better do a better job. Because right now, Trump is breaking the back of the Democratic Party. And if you really want to put it into context, he's not only breaking the backs of all the politicos. I mean, he's doing it for everybody. Not just Democrats. He's hurting Republicans too. And I don't mean it like he's hurting the party. He's hurting the establishment. All the politicos. On this very show, we've spoken of the congressmen who are not going to run this cycle. I think we're up to 25. Most of these congressmen decided not to run because at some point in their career, they went against Trump. And Trump, let it be known, you went against me, I'm going to primary you and get rid of you. And he's got a money building machine that is, believe it or not, is sucking funds from the GOP, putting it into his coffers, and then his PAC is going out and making and wheeling and dealing, making and breaking the winners and losers. Now, you know, we would normally say, well, who should be picking these winners and losers? Well, I'll tell you what, who better than a guy who got railroaded like him, who understands it? But think about this. From the former Trump administration victims of you're fired, the Scaramucci's and those types, the Omarosas, to the Never Trumpers, like Bill Kristol, Noah Goldberg, and the many others, almost all of them have fallen from grace, vanished to the hinterland of relative obscurity. Nobody's talking about them. Mitch Halpern, many others. What's to do with the bow tie? I forget his name, but there you go. There you go. I used to see that dude. He was revered to me. George Will. Thank you. George Will. What about Krautheimer? Remember, I mean, he was an idol of mine. I remember when I first met him in 2016, me and my older brother used to love the guy. He went against Trump. He died. I hadn't thought of Krautheimer since this moment, and wasn't even in a good light. You know what I'm saying? Trump now returns full circle, folks. Like he's done since he descended that escalator, he shows that he pays attention to detail. Trump tormented the media for their blatant lies and one-sided reporting, and we all watched it. We witnessed it. He brought to light what we already suspected. We felt in our guts. We had the, you know, there was a resonance in our bones, and when something's not right about this media, they don't seem to be fair. And Trump said they're fake news. And though they participated in the coup that they likely thought would destroy Trump, they failed. And now he's back. So I'll talk more about that here in a bit. But let's talk about social media. Recall that part of the coup and the clipping of Trump's wings involved these Gestapos like Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey and others. How did Trump adjust? Cut him off at the knees. They cut him off. You know what he did? He got 37 million people to give him their email addresses. I'm one of them. They bombard the living daylights out of me. You know what most people do when they get as many emails as Trump would send you? They go, I'm going to opt out. I get letters all the time. Kevin, you're going to send me too many emails. We're going to opt out. And I go, well, thanks for telling me, but you could have just opted out. But see, it's silly. And I will tell you, the cloud of Trump, good for him, that people don't opt out. Because there are days where I go, man, come on, y'all are killing me. But he makes announcements and you go, wow. He's completely changing the way email works. In a recent trouncing of a few media pukes, Trump sent an email to his 37 million followers. 37 million. He communicates with more Americans than all the Democrats combined, and there is nothing the left can do about it. So what leftists thought they were going to limit Trump when they took him off of Twitter or Facebook or whatever? What they did was they actually put the dude on steroids. So he had this recent rally in Arizona. I'm going to come back to that too in the next segment, but I looked at the tweets. I'm just going to read a couple of these tweets. Trump calling out tech oligarch Zuckerberg's massive electioneering program in Democrat areas. Here's one. Kerry Lake. Thank you for fighting for us. Movement's unstoppable, whatever. The Columbia Bugle. President Trump at the rally in Arizona. We're going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's crooked political career once and for all. Joe Pags. Can't wait to watch the Trump rally. Love him or hate him, he'll be able to string thoughts together without coughing, apologizing, losing his place, nor saying he'll be in trouble for that. Night and day difference between him and the current office holder. Ryan Fournier. The size of the Trump rally tonight in Florence, Arizona is insane. The people miss President Trump. Greg Kelly. Nothing like a great Trump rally on a Saturday night. And great to see so many blacks for Trump. President Trump's rally in Arizona is the largest gathering in America tonight, and it's not even close. That was Nick Adams. Trump, I'm a professional witch hunt beater, said somebody. Cambry, President Trump looks excellent tonight. Laid back, no tie. When he's relaxed, he goes for the KO. I'm just giving you a few. And then, I mean, there were some of them that were so spot on. You know, here's one from Real America's Voice. We'll immediately begin our own investigations into what really happened on January the 6th. President Trump. They were taking pieces from his speech. Things that are red meat for Americans that are going, you know what, we've had enough of this crap from the left. These tweets cover about every issue that would be covered on Twitter, only better. It's Trump's messaging on steroids. Despite leftist social media mafia's attempt to stop this man, they amplified his message to the masses. And here's what's bad. The timing for the Democrats. The timing of giving this guy a bully pulpit. They couldn't shut him down. They made a martyr out of him without even killing him. I mean, Trump has said, no, you tried to kill me. No, you didn't make it. I'm still out here. I think they said it was 16,000 people in Arizona. Now you say, Kevin, you were there. Why didn't you go? I didn't go because I had a friend tell me, Kevin, it took us 3 hours to leave. There were so many cars. I don't know how many thousands. Maybe you guys can Google it. Somebody tell me. But it was thousands of people. I saw the videos. Nothing's changed. And every time this man says he's going to have a rally, the tickets are, I mean, it's through the roof. Through the roof. So what about the timing? A year after Biden, you have millions of Democrats who are now open for change they can really believe in. And as I say on this show and pretty much everywhere else, if you're a Democrat and you think things are going to improve between now and the remainder of this year, you are living on a hope and a prayer. There's a lot of reasons for it. One, Democrats and Joe Biden don't learn from their mistakes. That's not what 80-year-old buffoons do. Biden should have been put out to pasture years ago. So, as I talk about often, this is a desperation move for the Democrats. He's a placeholder that isn't even being a good placeholder. So, there you have it. But I want to go back to the media for just a second. Trump sent out a message, as I said, to 37 million people by email, and here's what the message said. Will Morning Joe be canceled? He and Micah's ratings are very low. They're having an extremely hard time finding an audience to listen to the fake news they spurn. Losing them would be very sad. Hope it doesn't happen. On another front, looks like Unjoy Reed, the racist commentator on MSNBC, is toast. Her stupidity is only surpassed by her absolute lack of television persona. She never had it, never will. The only thing she's good at is spewing racist hate, but obviously, no one is listening. Now, honestly, I find it so refreshing that Trump deals in what some people believe is minutiae. Because, see, these two things that happen are far from minutiae. The media are in cahoots with criminal leftists, and Trump knows this, and he attacks them endlessly, reminding us each time the opportunity presents itself that he is killing the media. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Cuomo was fired in December, and he is not going out quietly. He was fired, and there were reports that he wasn't going to get paid the millions of dollars that were going to be on the remainder of his contract. So as a source said to me earlier today, he was trying to burn the place down. He was going to court trying to burn the place down and claiming that he had incriminating information about Zucker and Gullist. So if that's the case, if this is a domino effect that begins with Andrew Cuomo going down the governor's office, and then Chris Cuomo being fired from CNN, and then Jeff Zucker losing his job at CNN, that is a remarkable domino effect, a chain of events. I think that is part of the story.
That may be part of the story, but that ain't the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, don't trust Democrats. don't trust leftists. He said, that's Brian Stelter of CNN. Is he on CNN or MSNBC? CNN, right? Or MSNBC? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, he's saying that Chris Cuomo, I think he's on CNN, Stelter. He says Cuomo was going to get fired, so he was going to burn the place down. It wasn't just about Zucker and Gullis, and that's why I said, Megyn Kelly said there's more to come. The domino effect. That is the domino effect of leftism. What did they do when Bush won? They took W off the keyboards and stuff. When Trump won, they lost their minds. They weaponized the DOJ against the man. They colluded in every possible way to get rid of him. Democrats, the domino effect is if it's not what they want, we'll burn this mother down. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. I'm just going to use this segment, the last segment of the hour, to highlight things that will prove to you that leftists have no moral, they have no gut check that says, you know what? I'll give you an example. I got fired from Fox, wrongly so. I didn't want to burn it down. I had calls from every major news organization on the planet. And you know what every one of them wanted? Are you going to say something negative about Fox? And I would say to him, look, you're not going to get a comment out of me that's negative about Fox. Fox News has the right to fire anybody they choose. They chose to fire me. I disagree with them firing me, but it's their right. I'll move on. The thing that got me mad at Fox was when they said my comments were reprehensible. And then I said, okay, well, let's talk about Ed Henry, you know, wife was, I don't know where he was, but he was at a strip joint, and, you know, caught with a pole dancer. That was his little love child, love baby. You know, not didn't have a baby, but, you know, his girlfriend. And then Jesse Waters messed over his wife for a producer at Fox. Neither one of them got fired. Their careers are flourishing. But I make a comment that in my own private tweet, yeah, it went to the public, but it has nothing to do with Fox. I'm a contributor, not an employee. And even if I were an employee, I still stand behind my comment that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks. That's not a reprehensible comment. That's the truth. But Fox has a right to fire me. But I don't want to burn it down. I figure this. If Fox is stupid enough to fire me, it's already burning itself down. You know how many people I talk to on a daily basis that go, Kevin, I can't stand them. I used to pay attention to them. I can't stand them. A lot. You know, I'm going to move on. I want to talk about this story. A kid that was having to wear a mask, and his mask was a thin blue line flag. Because I think the kid's father was in law enforcement. How many stories have we heard about this? Where a kid whose father's in law enforcement catches grief because he dares stand up for his or her mother or father. Anyway, here's the clip of what they said about a teacher and what he said about the thin blue line. And this highlights leftism at its finest.
That's the substitute teacher Amanda McCollum said provoked this verbal altercation in her son's math class.
No, it's black, white with some blue line in it.
Yeah, thin blue line.
Yeah, but it's not American.
It's not thin blue line.
That's American.
It's American.
Mind blown? Angry? Heartbroken? Lucas's dad is in law enforcement. The mask, he said, is how he shows support.
I worry if, like, they're going to come on some person and they have a weapon in their car, and it just makes me feel worried.
What? That's the new.
The thin blue line flag resembles the American flag, but has a blue stripe. It's a sign of support for law enforcement, but it's also come to signal opposition to the racial justice movement. McCollum said that is a concern, but politics and this delivery don't belong in the classroom.
I don't want my kids to not wear them or not feel like they should support the things that they support.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Things like that outrage me. They don't surprise me at all, though. But they do outrage me. I'm curious, what do you think? I want you to understand this, folks. This is a math teacher. This is a person who should understand logic and reasoning. And the minute a kid walks in, he accosts him. He thinks it's his responsibility to tell a child what to think. Your children, not his. If he wants to raise his kids one way, that's fine. His responsibility to that student is what? It's not a trick question. If I have to wait for lefties to answer it, they won't get it. But you know what? You know the answer. His responsibility to these kids is to teach them math. But what does he do? He attacks the kid for wearing a mask. What if the kid had worn out jeans or frayed tennis shoes or something like that? Would he have attacked him for that? I mean, who knows? When did teachers become the purveyors of all wisdom of the world outside of their what they're supposed to teach? And oh, by the way, even if you are teaching civics or political science or whatever, again, I encourage open thinking. This guy says it's the new Confederate flag, the flag that everybody recognizes as a flag to defend the blue. And I don't need to remind you, but this kid's dad is in law enforcement, which makes it a personal issue. And this teacher had the nerve to say that. I'm outraged. Outraged. I would like to get this guy fired. This is where I get into where, and again, I'm not casting aspersions, but Charlie Kirk runs Turning Point. They're geared to education. If I had the budget of Turning Point, which I heard was $100 million this year, that teacher would be fired. Any teacher like him would be fired. I would be so laser focused in going after these folks. Look, Charlie's involved in big time politics. I get it. I'm not demeaning his organization. Whatever they've decided, whatever action they've decided to take, great. But if you're going to be in an organization dedicated to changing academia, here's a perfect example. Can you organize and get some people there that'll put enough heat on this guy to where the next teacher that thinks that they can say willy-nilly, screw the cops, I don't care about the police or whatever, because that's essentially what the guy's saying. I want them to go, I'm not saying anything, because you know what? The other side has our conservative teachers completely silenced. I have one, a friend, her name is Stacy, out of Chicago. She's one that finally took the lawsuit to Chicago Public School, CPS. And I think she'll win. But it's been 3 years of absolute H-E double crooked socks. And the teachers watching her go through what she's going through are like, we don't want to go through this. I joke when I say when we interview teachers for things that we want to do, they don't want their names used. They want to be in silhouette. They want their voices changed. You think these teachers were drug dealers? That they're shipping in stuff with the Chinese triads or whatever and bringing in fentanyl to school the way they act. I chuckle about it, but it's true. I mean, they feel, they're like, listen, Kevin, I want to give you a little bit of insight. And you go, well, listen, what you want us to do? Oh, no, don't use my name and please take off the email. You feel like you're at a drop, like, okay, I'll mark an X on the bench next to the mailbox and you'll know that there's a pickup. It's insane. And we're doing this, we're fighting ourselves, we're allowing these people to demonize some of the best people in America, the police.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.